Another one-hit wonder.
You're welcome.
The New Radicals. I've kind of enjoyed the one-hit wonders today. That was fun.
So the Surrey Police Department in the UK noticed they were getting a lot of calls into their emergency line regarding the same crime happening at a variety of different hotspots around their town. So they put a task force together, and they decided, we're going to crack down on this. They grabbed all of their female officers. They dressed them up in yoga pants and yoga shorts and sports bras and tight-fitting clothing.
Tell me more.
And had them run around these specific intersections as if they were joggers.
Okay.
Waiting to be catcalled.
Oh!
Which is against the law in the UK.
Catcalling is against the law.
Within 10 minutes, they had made 2 arrests.
Really?
Good for them.
So they are running around, flaunting what they got, trying to draw in the catcall.
Now remember,
pulling men over and arresting them.
Men are not the only people that catcall.
Okay, no, I'm going to stop you right there.
I've
because
been catcalled.
Women do silly things. I'm not saying they don't. But the catcalling on the street corner is a uniquely male problem.
When I was much younger at the University of Nebraska, I got catcalled. And I was sporting a killer mullet back then.
That's why you were catcalled.
And some earrings.
And some earrings. Big ones, too.
But yeah, is that entrapment? Would that be legal in the United States?
No, they weren't. They were just walking, Sam.
So it effectively was an undercover sting,
right? But they were just walking by. They weren't going up and being like, hey, get a load of these. They were just walking by.
No, these were police officers.
I know it.
Who were trying to elicit a certain response from men who otherwise would not have given them that response.
And they didn't
if they weren't there.
These officers in baggy sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Well, but the women that are getting catcalled were probably not in baggy, I don't know. Would that be allowed here?
Yes. Well, not that sort of police activity.
Why?
Because you can't ban catcalling.
No, but just the act of the undercover.
Well, no, it would be no different. Well, it would be different, but you get my point. Than an undercover police officer dressing up like a prostitute and going out on.
That was exactly going to be my analogy.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, they do it. They just walk.
Yeah,
they can't go up to you and say, hey, would you like, you know, whatever. They just walk. And then if they are solicited, you have broken the law.
Well, and just like you have undercover narcotics officers who will go up and pretend that they're going to buy some drugs off of a drug dealer. They have no intention of ingesting those drugs. They're trying to get you to sell it to them so that they can arrest you for it.
But they get all dressed up. They go out. They start jogging. 10 minutes later, they've arrested 2 men. I mean, that's bad.
From the text line, okay, I am a woman and I have catcalled men before, but yes, it was in the 80s.
You have catcalled men.
How
does one even catcall a man? Like, what do you do?
The vile things that have been said to me.
Rare. Are you selling spices?
Repeat on the radio.
Are you serious, Sam?
And I mean vile. And I'm like, some of these women went into detail about what they wanted to do to me.
Wait, while you were selling spices at
product.
A home show?
Yeah.
You have got to be kidding me.
In some of the instances, I was like 13.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Poor Sam.
Yeah.
He's a victim.
I'd like to. No, I can't. I'm not even going
to
say it.
No, do not. But I'm also so sorry that happened to you. There's nothing. I'm shocked. There's nothing funny about that.
Many, many, many times.
Is
like if I had a dollar for every time it happened, I wouldn't have needed to sell dip.
Is it on a ladies' night where, you know, there might be some wine flowing? I'm not blaming the alcohol. I'm just saying.
I will say that ladies' night, I was guaranteed to get quite a few. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Sam.
Lucky bastard.
Leave him alone.
Celebrating birthdays today, boxer Tyson Fury is 37.
Was that his real name?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's pretty cool.
And guitarist Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is 76. And
Tyson
of course,
Luke Fury.
Tyson wow. Luke Fury. Okay. And Sir Mix-a-Lot is also 62 years old today. It is National Vinyl Record Day.
Does he like big butts and he cannot lie?
That's exactly what he says.
He likes Calipigians.
We got to run. Bonus hour is next. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Park. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.